good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us, and it's great to be back as well. And I'll let you know a little bit more about our trip that we took in kind of in the middle of the service. But if you have your Bibles now, you might want to turn to Psalm 119, or on the overhead, we have this as well. We're in the portion, we're taking it portions by portions. It's quite a long psalm. We'll look at 161 to 168. And the psalmist is really lamenting, you might say, in this portion, the sad when leaders who are to uphold the law, they break it, and they persecute the righteous who do uphold the law. But then God's word becomes all the more valuable, and that's what we see here. So you can follow along. I begin in verse 161 of Psalm 119. Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great spoil. I hate and despise falsehood, but I love your law. Seven times a day I praise you because of your righteous ordinances. Those who love your law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble. I hope for your salvation, O Lord, and do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Father, our prayer, Lord, this morning as we read this psalm, Lord, is that our ways be before you constantly. Lord, that we love your word completely and unconditionally. Lord, that we walk in your ways. Lord, we thank you so much for the psalmist as he relates the value of your word to his life. And so, Lord, we do value your word, your spirit, Lord, the way that you're leading us. We thank you, we praise you. And Lord, we pray this morning as we worship you, it would be a blessing to your throne, God, as we give you our hearts and our lives. And Lord, in the meantime, I pray that you would open our hearts to your word this morning as we look at how to never stumble, how to never fall away. And so, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Love that's here. Mighty One. There is none like you in all the earth. And so, Lord, as we continue in our worship, may we take pleasure in all you are, all that you do, Lord, as we look forward to your soon return.
With hearts burning for the world.
God be with you. Amen. God bless you. If you need prayer, please come forward.